Professor Yunus Balam of the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering, long-time individual involved in education. So he is the the prof at of civil and environmental engineering at Wits University, has been appointed as the new chairperson the Umelusi Council this week. Now, the new Umelusi Council is to be officially installed in September this year. And on the line, we welcome the CEO of Umelusi, Dr. Mafu Rakometsi. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening. Good evening, Junaid, and good evening to our listeners.
And thank you for joining us, Dr. Rakometsi. Tell us before we start about the new appointment and the role of, what Dr. Balam may, or rather Professor Balam may be. How are the preparations for Matric 2022? We know that we are a few months away from there, but we are already in the month of July. And is it smooth sailing thus far, Doctor?
Just a few points on what you just raised. First of all, the ministers appointed the council. This council is going to serve for 4 years. That is from 2022 to 2026 in June. That will be the end of the term. Yes, indeed, the ministers appointed Professor Yunus Balam to be the chairperson of council. Professor Balam comes to the Umelusi Council with extensive experience in education, having served for many years in the engineering department at the University of Witwatersrand. Further, Professor Balam has been the Vice Chancellor of Solplaki University in Kimberley. In fact, he is the founding Vice Chancellor who started that university from scratch. Professor Balam is serving his second term in council. Previously, he was just an ordinary member. However, he was chairing the Assessment Standards Committee that standardizes the results at the end of each year. For 4 years, he did that. Now, it is his turn to be chairperson as appointed by minister. We are all systems go for the end of this year in terms of our preparations. The question papers have been prepared already. They've been edited. And the timetable is out already. And we are doing the final touches in terms of checking the school-based assessment, monitoring the appointment of markers who will mark at the end of the year. So we are still at the preliminary stages of preparing for this examination.
Dr. Rakometsi, I mean, what is the role exactly of the Umelusi Council in relation to the matric final examination or matric in general? I mean, is it simply oversight? Is it in relation only to the examination or credentials of those who write the examination? In a summary, what would the role of Umelusi be?
The role of Umelusi touches on a number of themes. It touches on qualifications that are in our space, that is in the space of general and further education and training. And then the curriculum that underpins those qualifications. Further, we accredit institutions that are private to offer our qualifications. Then we quality assure assessment in the manner that South Africa knows, and then we issue certificates once the learners have achieved the qualification.
Dr. Rakometsi, I mean, many international organizations, universities especially, well, you know, when an applicant comes from South Africa to now, hopefully study at their particular institution, they look at the secondary education and the quality of that education that this learner possibly comes with. How does Umelusi rate in that international regard? And in order to get some rapport in the international community, does Umelusi consistently peer review their credibility with the international institutions?
Yeah, no, what we do is that we do the benchmarking exercise to compare the national senior certificate or matric with equivalent qualifications in other countries, in other jurisdictions. We did that in 2010 and we have done it again. And later this year, we'll be launching the report. I do not want to delve too much into the report because it has not yet been launched. It will soon be launched. So the country can be ready for the launch of the report where we'll give the details of the findings of how our national senior certificate matric compares with other qualifications of the similar type in other countries.
The board or the council of Umalusi, I mean, we've been speaking about the appointment of Professor Balam, but who else of note is part of the council itself and, you know, from South Africa's academia?
We've got Professor Maluleke, who is well known for being a political commentator. He's now vice chancellor at the Tshwane University of Technology. That is one person that could be known. One other person is Professor Loiso Jita. Professor Jita is the dean of the Faculty of Education at the University of the Free State. You've got Mrs. Mary Metcalf. Mary Metcalf is known for having been the MEC for Education in Gauteng, and she's an education activist who's always working hard to ensure that the system runs well and assists wherever there is a need. But there are many others. I don't have the list, unfortunately. Those are the few that I could remember because they're all new.
How are your expectations, matric class of 2022? I mean, like last year's matric, facing their fair share of challenges, interrupted education for the last two and a half years. How are your expectations for this year's class, Doctor?
The expectations are that they are going to fare well because we have had less and less disruptions.
Doctor, you still with us? Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yes, we got you, Doctor. You're back on. Go ahead. Your expectations for the class?
The schools have been running properly since the beginning of the year. There have been no COVID disruptions this year. However, these students have lost some learning time in the earlier grades in 2020 and 2021. Therefore, they'll have to double their efforts in order to perform adequately.
Dr. Mafu Rakometsi, thank you so much for joining us on behalf of Umalusi, and have a good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Thank you very much.